Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, you with Urban Buzz Magazine, and I have Michelle Dawes Burt with me, and she's the CEO and founder of Real Chicks Rock. Michelle, let the people know what's going on and tell us a little bit more about your organization.
Oh, awesome. First of all, Nigeria, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure and an honor just to have this conversation with you. Born and raised from, you know, the Bronx, New York, and moved down to Atlanta, and was in a relationship, was married, and through that marriage, unfortunately, it ended up in divorce. And I found myself just trying to reset, renew, and rediscover who I was, right?
Oh,
after
nice.
6 years of marriage, it came to an end. And, you know, and while I'm in this process, Nigeria, of trying to know who I am as a woman, I noticed that people were just gravitated to a certain dynamic of a woman. Like a woman had to look a certain way, maybe wear heels, maybe some tight jeans, just, you know, and I
right.
started, you know, I started to say, that's fine. I said, but because I wear sneakers, am I less than a woman?
Mm-hmm.
And so in thinking like that, it birthed this whole thing called Real Chicks Rock. First it was Real Chicks Rock Chucks, and I was like, no, that's not fair because everybody doesn't wear sneakers per se, but there are real women out here.
Right.
And again, the whole idea was really to give a place and a space where women could be their authentic selves and discover that. You know, oftentimes we are insecure, we're fearful, we're not sure, we're unsure of ourselves. We make decisions based on the information we know in the current state of mind.
Uh-huh.
But as we evolve and grow, and life makes changes for us, and sometimes we make those changes, we discover there's a whole nother layer of us, right, that
right.
we've not even tapped into. So it's a nonprofit, and we're here based in Atlanta, and we've just been doing workshops and community work, just using our platform and our voice to give back and to collaborate with those organizations that's all about empowering women. The workshops that we've had have been around financial management and financial wealth, even real estate, you know, anything that we felt, and even time management, anything that we felt would be good tools for women to have in their hand as they maneuver through this thing called life. And the other thing that we do through my nonprofit is we have a podcast and a talk show. And we've just completed 6 years. I started
nice.
It in 2016. And so now I'm super excited. I'm going into my 7th season. And we use that platform, Nigeria, as well, just to talk about the issues that impact us, from teachers to our kids falling through the school system, through autistic moms, through
right.
mental health, you know, anything. We've had politicians, you know, people running for certain offices. Just understand what their platforms are, what they're doing for community, anything, community activists, you know. And then on the softer side, I'll talk to people that are more in the art space that have been doing some really phenomenal things as an artist, whether that's a musician, a DJ, or someone who cultivates dance. So it's been a passion and a baby of mine. But again, just having an outlet where people can come and express. And we help them connect the dots so they can just continue to discover who they are as a woman.
I absolutely love the program. When I was reading about what you were doing, I was like, man, I have to get on the show. One of the things that really stood out to me, your diversity, that you deal with women of all ethnic backgrounds. And I absolutely
mm-hmm.
love it, because I always say, just because we're Black, everything doesn't have to be Black. Now, I know people going,
mm-hmm.
y'all can go ahead. Y'all know y'all could come for me because I'm good with it.
Right.
When we get in that place, and I'm saying this also because I'm a Christian. So, you know, I'm Black conscious,
mm-hmm.
but I can't be just, you know, sold out for Black. I know y'all just say ouch. But anyway, one of the things I find out, even being a journalist and doing what I do, you know, I used to get a lot of slack for it being Urban Buzz Magazine, and everybody just thought I just dealt with African-American stuff. And then when they started seeing some of my Caucasian and my Asian brothers and sisters, recently one of my Jewish brothers on the cover, everybody's like clutching their pearls and like, oh my God, what? But urban is a culture. It doesn't mean Black.
Right.
And so when you
right.
say Real Chicks Rock, for that to be inclusive
yes.
is awesome. And I just want to yes. salute you for that.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah, and I know it's tough because, you know, you're right. Often, you know, for the first couple of years, I didn't even show my face. Really, I showed like an icon, a logo, because, you know, when you hear me speak or if you saw a picture of me immediately, I identify as a Black woman, too.
Right,
mistaking of that. But you have to be obedient to what the Spirit is leading you to do, right? What God has placed in your heart to do. And it's inclusion for every woman, because I understand as a Black woman, we have our struggles. But guess what? Latino women have struggles. Middle Eastern women have struggles. And even some white women have struggles. But I found that when we come together as a collective and talk about some of these things, that's where the empowerment can come, really.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, I totally understand that. But I think that because we are women of color, we're Black women, some of the things that we do are going to naturally speak to our essence, our culture. But I think it is awesome to be able to speak to all people at times. And so, yeah, thank you for the compliment for the brand.
No, absolutely. Because even you, as you mentioned, the diversity of women, I can say one word, and that's across the board, and that's domestic violence. That does not discriminate against any woman or man, okay? So one of the things we have to, you know, when COVID hit, everybody said a new normal, and I kept saying, no, it's not a new normal, it's a new consciousness, okay? We have to have a new consciousness about who we are as women, as human beings, living and cohabitating together on this planet Earth. And the only way we can resolve the problem is by coming together and understanding one another. In order to break the whole racism cycle, we have to stop that. And it's actually mainstream media that does that. But we know being in the real of it, in the clutches of it, when your neighbor is Spanish or your neighbor is Asian or you go into the Chinese restaurant, that we are a community. So we wanted to dispel that. And the other thing I love about what you talked about, allowing women to be their authentic self. You are looking at someone who is in media. I mean, I'm not putting on no makeup unless it's necessary. Okay. I will put on my sneakers, my jeans and some lip gloss. And that is a day. Okay. My perfume and I'm good to go. Hair done, you know, get my nails done. You know, that, and that's pretty much my basic. You know, if you go to my Instagram page and look at my pictures, I got some professional pictures because I'm a business. But on the regular, you just gonna see me. And sometimes I'm out at events with celebrities and they faces beat. And then here I am standing there taking a picture, boop, you know.
Yeah.
And I have no qualms about that. So
talk
to me about just being authentic and what other women have shared with you that, you know, their regular life, you know, sweatpants, you know, you become a mom and you got milk dripping all over the place. Like, you can't be cute all the time.
Exactly, Nigeria. And that's exactly the point. It was actually when I was a new mom that I was in like a Target or a Walmart, especially Target, and I saw women in there with high heel shoes and dressed up and they're pushing their babies. And I was like, well, I didn't get that memo. I didn't know that was really, you know, the thing to do. Cause I was more like a tomboy and I dealt with, you know, insecurity as a kid, right? Being a dark skinned woman or young girl back when I was growing up, that wasn't always viewed as being beautiful, unfortunately. Right. Now it is the thing. And I'm so appreciative that people's eyes and awareness is up, right? And they realize that all Black women are beautiful, not one versus the other.
Amen.
But we come in so many different hues and colors and shapes that we're just beautiful. We're just beautiful people. And, and I'm glad that today our conversations are different. But when I was a younger girl, my hair was considered nappy. It didn't grow, it wasn't long, it didn't blow in the wind, it didn't cascade. I had big lips and big eyes and a booty and hips. And I was, you know, pleasingly plump, as they would say. And so I had curves. Well, we called it curves, right?
Right.
So, you know, just trying to find myself as a young girl, I believe I had struggles, right? It's, you know, somebody complimented me, I just immediately gravitated to that and not knowing who I was. And I'm finding that, you know, as women, we are doing the work now, Nigeria, to realize we are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yes,
right?
Ma'am.
And God makes no mistake when he created us. So if our nose is a little big or if our lips are full, however he packaged us, that's the way we are. And we're beautiful as we are. And so women are starting to discover that. And it's really beautiful to see that they're meditating more. They're praying more. They're digging inside of themselves more versus looking for that outside affirmation or approval, if you will. And so they're doing the work so that they're holistic in every area of their in their life. They're not perfect, but they're feeling a sense of whole. So when somebody comes to them shooting their shot and it doesn't align with where they're going, they have enough confidence and wherewithal in themselves to just say politely, no, thank you, that's not for me. Right. I'm finding that women are doing the work now to identify toxicity and move away from it. Like, people do not want that to be part of their makeup. And so it has been a wonderful journey just discovering who I am as a person, as a woman that God has made. And that has changed my environment around me. And I am gravitating to other like-minded women. And when you do the work and you come through a journey, Nigeria, you're able to identify it with from somebody else. So now you have some words of wisdom, some words of encouragement, sometimes a smile for that person, or even a hug, a heartfelt hug to let them know they're going to be fine. They're going to be, not only they're going to be fine, they're going to be amazing.
Right.
And they're on the right journey. Unfortunately, media and what certain cultures in existence have put on us to think this is what a woman is supposed to be and move and look like all the time. I want to say to the listeners, do it for you. Don't do it for anyone else. Do what you do for yourself. You know, if you want to glam your face up and enhance yourself any kind of way, do it because you want to do it. That you're comfortable with who you are and you're doing it for self. Don't do it to impress or to be accepted by anyone. So I definitely want people to understand their value in who they are right now today. They're very valuable. If they don't change a hair on their head, they are worth it.
Right.
And anyone that has told them that they're not is telling them lies. They are worth it. What I want to encourage people to do is just to spend time with yourself. We as women in Nigeria, we often want, and I'm generalizing, let me take that back. Sometimes, some of us, we want others to love us and we don't love ourselves.
Right. Right.
And we don't like ourselves. And I want to encourage people to begin to just like yourself. And you'll be amazed on how dope you are.
Wow. Yes. Yes.
You'll be amazed how phenomenal you already are. And you'll start bringing that type of similar energy around you. It all starts with us, Nigeria.
Right.
And that's really what the brand is all about. Really trying to help those people focus on themselves.
Nice. Now, again, you know, what you're doing, what you're saying is excellent. I want to ask you two questions and about what are your thoughts when you think about women and their struggles? Like, you have women who have battled cancer and, you know, I lost some friends. I don't know why I'm getting all emotional. Lord have mercy. And they lose their hair or they lose a breast. And, you know, it was a moment where now they became unashamed, right? And you saw a post on social media with their breasts removed, or they were sporting, oh my goodness, their bald heads and stuff like that. And everybody is like, oh, but the layer of the disease, people were more empathetic because of, well, you know, this is what they're going through, and they exposed it and it helped heal a community, right? Then you have Lizzo, who with her weight is like, forget y'all, I don't care, I'm a big girl and this is what it is. Tell me about maybe some of women that you may come across who had those kind of issues, and let's shine some light on how they can overcome those obstacles.
Absolutely. I did a story. I had a show with women that had stage 4 cancer Mm-hmm. And they didn't even look it. They right. never lost right. their hair. They never lost their breasts or any of their physical right. physique, but they were just tired. You know, the chemo and the treatment was really whipping up on them. And unfortunately, I'm sad to say, they both eventually did pass from cancer and almost 1 year apart from one another.
Wow.
So I was honored to have the conversation with them. And they were moms. Mm. And they came on the show to just show the masses that cancer wasn't going to beat them.
Right.
Right. They yeah. just refused to form to the stereotypical vibrations or commentary that is tied to having cancer.
Mm-hmm.
They were vibrant. They had their good days and they had their bad days, but right. they were determined to live and beat it as best as they could. And so they were different because most people, unfortunately, we do see with losing hair and just really traumatic on them, but they were able to rise above it. And again, their message was live your life to the fullest, beat it, fight it. Like, don't give up. Your kids need you. Your family needs you. People love you. You love yourself. You love life. Just
right.
keep at it. So that was the message on that one. And I've dealt with not necessarily weight per se, but just how we look overall, right? We
mm-hmm.
we're never satisfied with how we look. Our arms are too big, our hair isn't long enough, we need to lose more weight. For who? Like, for who? who are you doing?
Right.
You know, is it really for yourself? Then okay, but please don't do it for anyone else. Do it for yourself. And I want to say to those that are in the space of really trying to transition in whatever area of their life, we have to extend grace, right?
Yes.
Be kind to yourself as you are figuring out what this new thing is, or maybe you're trying to get back to where you were, or you're trying to just be in a space where you're comfortable with yourself. Know that that takes time.
Mm-hmm.
And even as you're figure that out, continue to love on yourself, encourage yourself, like yourself, surround yourself with people who love you unconditionally. Whether you're a full-figured woman or whether you lose the weight, it doesn't matter, right? And we learn that as Christians, you know, God's love is unconditional. So what does that mean? You take people for who they are and where they are. It's not for us to change them.
Right.
We just have to accept them, right? I just think that we, as we go through this thing called life, be kind to ourselves. We're hard on ourselves at times. We think we're unworthy of love and adoration and blessings. And I would say you are. You are worthy of all those things. I want to challenge people to just, you extend yourself grace. If you would see yourself the way God sees you, it would blow your mind.
My God. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Michelle, thank you so much for coming through and sharing your experience, your organization. Please let people know how they can reach out to you.
Absolutely. I am everywhere. I'm on all the social media platforms as Real Chicks Rock. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I also have a website, realchicksrock.com. Feel free to go and subscribe so you don't miss our blogging and miss upcoming events. We also have a YouTube channel, so if you're interested in checking out some of the podcasts and some of the conversations we've had previously, go out there to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Real Chicks Rock, so you don't miss another episode. And we're on all the digital streaming platforms as well.
All right. Well, thank you again. And as we say, once a key player, always a key player. So as your platform continues to grow and the things that you continue to do, make sure you remember us as one of your media outlets.
Yes, I sure will. Thank you so much, Nigeria, for this time and having me a guest on your show. I enjoyed myself immensely. And you too, you keep up the great work that you're doing.
Thank you. I sure enough will do.